All right, it is officially the 20th, and I skipped recording anything yesterday. Just I was going to, make it a try to do it once a week, but I don't know. I got all the time in the world, but I'm lazy, so aren't we all? I don't know, this, what the hell's going on? Let's see. I mean, nothing really terribly newsworthy is happening that I can point to, although I'm kind of in a news blackout, as I've mentioned before, just to sort of, which is, and the problem is, the media just buys so much into the Trump strategy to control the media. They can't resist it, which lies in his ability to piss people off, which is, I think, the a key thing if you're in the media and you have to deal with Trump, which is you can't take the bait from the guy. He's just out there. He's a master. I've mentioned this before. I said Howard Kurtz said he's never seen anyone, and this guy dealt with Reagan. He's better than Reagan in front of a camera, and one of his tricks is to bait people into sort of attacking him, and then they end up basically sort of looking stupid at the end of things. Honestly, they really do. Like I think Kimmel, a couple other people got tangled up in it. But just don't take his bait. That's his thing. He loves it. I mean, I can't remember. I asked. It was one of the things my father said before he passed. I asked him, "Why do you love Trump so much?" And he said, because he drives the liberals insane. He just drives them insane. And to a lot of people, that's important. A lot of people are pissed off and so on. But as I said, I don't really want to talk about that. It's boring. Boring. So I guess the big thing, going on is, of course, the World Cup. And I have this to say to the world about the World Cup, which is fuck the World Cup, okay? This is America. We don't give a shit about the World Cup, or we're not supposed to. We play football, we play baseball. When I say football, I don't mean football. I mean football, American football on the gridiron, which may not be a sport that involves feet that much, although actually it did in the beginning. Passing came later, but it's just football is, I mean, I'm sorry, soccer. Oh God, I made a mistake myself. I may have to kill myself now, but soccer is, problem with soccer is it's like no contact hockey with no equipment and an oversized puck, sort of. You know what I'm saying? Played on grass. And oh, people used to go, "Oh, it's a physical sport. It's a really physical sport." Oh yeah, I'm afraid of a slide tackle. When I played tackle football, I mean, I've had like a 280-pound kid coming down the line, hitting me on a trap block, when I'm coming through as a defensive tackle or a linebacker sometimes, with more of a head of steam. And these people are talking about a slide tackle, red card. Oh no, please, not a red card. I really shouldn't belittle it, because I live mostly among South Americans. Actually, I live in Framingham, and it's the largest population in Framingham is Brazilian, I think, believe it or not. So I'm in the minority here, I believe. I'm not sure. Which is interesting. Framingham area, this whole area is kind of interesting. It's shifted. Things seem to have sort of shifted west. My old hometown, which is not too far east from here, it just, everything seems to have gone downhill. I was sort of in an isolated bubble, taking care of my parents down in Cape Cod after, the Great Recession in 08, for quite some time. And when I came up here, back up here, I was just surprised at how much the area has gone to crap. And I saw an article in the Boston Globe that something over half of Massachusetts citizens have weighed leaving the state, which is not good news for Massachusetts. But I don't know. It's this gray, stagnant feeling. It may be the remnants of COVID. I don't know. I mean, even on Cape Cod, people were stressed out of COVID, but you had more open air down there and so on. So, and this is, of course, I mean, for those of you who don't know, my house burned down there from, I believe, I'll never know for sure, a cigarette. Probably from me, I believe. Again, I'll never know for sure. And then 6 months later, unrelated, my father and I both made it out of the fire fine. But 6 months later, unrelated, my father, I mean, a little bit more than 6 months, passed away. So it's been a rather exhausting 3 damn years. As I said, I moved back up here, and the place has really, really gone to hell. I mean, my godmother was suggesting that perhaps I might want to move east for convenience's sake. And I keep thinking just about either moving further west in the state where there's more land, or, I mean, primarily getting the hell out of here completely. I don't know. I mean, the American economy has been, it recovered from the Great Recession and so on. I don't really know what's going on or post-COVID or what it is. There's definitely a look about people like they want to murder each other on the damn street. Or perhaps it's just me. Could be just me. I'm a strange guy, so you know what I mean? It could be just me. Or maybe people want to murder me. I don't know. Do you want to murder me? I hope not. Basically, I mean, I was talking about the World Cup. Start with the World Cup. Fuck the World Cup. If you're following the World Cup, just stop following the World Cup. Do something useful. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to do anything useful. Just do something useless that's entertaining and interesting. I mean, I don't know. Just don't watch the damn World Cup, because I said I mean, the thing about, at least with hockey, I compared it to hockey because of the low score, but at least with hockey, there's contact and, plays and so on, and a lot of scoring. Well, yeah, a lot more scoring attempts than in soccer. So, I mean, and there are sharp blades involved. So, you get hurt, and people get their teeth, goalies, people get their regular players get their teeth knocked out sometimes. So there's real risk involved, and it justifies the salaries of some of these sports players. I mean, I think there should be some real damn risk involved. Certainly, yeah. And people think there isn't in basketball. Oh, there is in basketball. Believe me, a lot of elbows get thrown. You can break a leg playing basketball. It's not, especially today's basketball, post LeBron. I mean, it's a very physical sport. Hold on 1 second. Let me refill my coffee. Anyway, so just to circle back. Thank you. This has to have something to do with Philip Morris, a generic cigarette. But to circle back, fuck the World Cup, okay? I was actually looking back on one of my very old columns today on the Internet Wayback Machine on the Olympics and the Winter Olympics. And I tend to like football, baseball, and basketball. I don't know. It's when I look back, it's a lot of me ranting about the idiocy of the luge and curling. I mean, curling, actually, over the years, as I've gotten older, I've watched curling, and it's interesting, but it doesn't really seem like a sport any more than you'd call, really. I suppose darts is a sport. The stupidest things become sports these days. But I mean, it's like strange darts with a, I don't know. And you got the sweepers who heat the ice and everything. I mean, it is kind of interesting. It's not a sport. I don't know. So I'm watching the sunrise here. It just, I mean, one thing about the winter, the sun rises at a better time. And it actually stays light a little bit late for me these days too. I tend to like the spring and the fall in terms of day length, but I know people enjoy the summer. People have been out. A lot of people have been out and about. Because of the World Cup around here, like I said, it's largely South American. So, I mean, if you want to watch the World Cup, I'm not gonna, come over your place and shoot the TV. But I reserve the right to keep it off myself and make disparaging comments about it because it's gay. All right, it is really gay, not homosexual, gay. All right, so. The house is going on. I was looking at movies playing, and I mean, the only what the hell's out there really? There's like Toy Story 5, which I of course have zero interest in, and the only other one that caught my eye is like a reboot of Scary Movie or something, or a sequel or something. But the only one that caught my eye was Back Room, which is some like creepy thing based on some internet lore type thing about no clipping or slipping through the bounds of reality and in a creepy office building with yellow rooms and humming fluorescent lights that just sort of go on endlessly. I don't really know how you make a whole movie out of that, but I haven't looked into it yet. It actually does look sort of interesting, and I mean the possibility of making a whole movie out of it is interesting. Although, I mean, I gotta say, the stuff coming out of Hollywood, it's been interesting. It's just been, I mean, streaming blew things up, and then COVID and the strike slowed everything down. So it just has been an utter crap fest coming from the West Coast in terms of entertainment lately. I just, ugh. I mean, I don't know. The Northeast is still functioning in terms of news, although it has Trump problems. I mean, the intellectual magazines are still out there, but for, the West Coast pop culture, we seem to be in a bit of a holding pattern, or I wouldn't call it a crisis, but holding pattern. I mean, everything seems to really be kind of crappy these days. I mean, with the advent of streaming, you've got very few anchor shows left, and even the few anchor shows that are left have deteriorated, many of them, really in quality. I'm trying to think back to, a show as good, say, as Breaking Bad or something like that from the 2000s. And they're just, I know someone's going to suggest something, but there really isn't anything on it that is that good that has caught people's attention that much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the problem with streaming is it's sort of blown up the water cooler effect a little bit. It's gotten people into niche watching, and you're not at the water cooler saying, "Did you catch whatever?" I mean, this is going way back, but I mean, the original one I think that was really big was Seinfeld. That was big in the 90s. I mean, oh, did you see, Seinfeld and so on? And of course, it's always been Saturday Night Live. Did you catch last week's Saturday Night Live? Although at my age, I just I don't know. It's gotten to the point of I don't know if you ever seen the Family Guy skit about what the Saturday Night Live credits sound like after you're 40, but yeah, it's like that. I don't recognize Johan Vandersnoot, Blue Thing, and the news. I don't know. I don't know any of the damn people on. And it still has its moments. And although the nightly news seems to have been taken over by power bear homosexuals, what's up with that? I mean, I don't get that. It's a very strange SNL news hour they've got. I don't mean to denigrate power bear homosexuals, but it does seem like a very power bear homosexual driven news half hour. I think the one guy basically anchors it now, right, is a sort of power homosexual, isn't he? And I think there's another guy on there who is, right? I don't know. I don't watch it that much anymore. Because frankly, it's not because that's not a I can't understand the credits thing. I'm not watching it because the sketches can still be funny, but the thing is, Saturday Night, it goes through up and down periods. I mean, it was, I think the last good period was sort of briefly after COVID, maybe about 2, 3 years ago, when they came out of COVID and started doing it again. They had a short sort of revival then. And the past couple of years, it's stunk. It really has. I don't know. I mean, you can, again, feel free to disagree with me, but again, I don't know. It's nation's in a bit of a holding pattern. People are carrying on about Trump. And again, people carrying on about every president, although they carry on particularly about Trump. Again, my answer, just turn off the damn television or keep the news off, and you should be okay. And vote. I mean, there really is nothing else to do. Vote. The midterms are coming. Here's your public service announcement. Vote in the goddamn midterms. I don't think no, I didn't. I didn't vote last election. Last presidential election. I did not vote. Because presented with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, I thought, eh. And, voting third party is, I used to do it, but, I mean, the only one you look at really are libertarians, and the problem with libertarians is they're just, the third party is a spoiler party, and you get older, you just realize that it's just siphoning votes from the Democrats, the Republicans, and, until a third party has enough momentum to win, and they can, look at the Bull Moose Party. That wasn't that long ago. If a third party could win, I'd vote for it. But it, so. I mean, I'm sorry to, stay on politics. I said I'd avoid Trump, but I'm not going to completely avoid politics, although it is increasingly becoming boring, at least the way many people view it. I mean, the inanity of it is just sort of, I mean, the petty bickering. The bigger issues on a philosophical sort of level are there to discuss, but I mean, the machinery of it, it's a horrible business. I mean, and anyone who thinks either, one side is clean and the other isn't, they're both filthy. I mean, it's a filthy business. I mean, I will tell you what politics is to me is, and it'll always stick with me, is my father ranting and bitching about, don't get into politics, because all it is, and he had to do this, I will omit the names. They are involved in some local festivities sometimes, but he would have to deliver money for candidates in briefcases, unmarked briefcases, to warehouses late at night to union bosses. Now, if my dad was a Republican, you're going to say, oh, Republicans are filthy, they're in bed with the unions or something like that. Well, no, because the union bosses would be sitting there waiting for briefcases from both sides. That was the point, is that they deliver the vote for you. It's not, I mean, that's how you make the money. It's not that you threaten to vote for another candidate or anything like that. Really, is that you withhold the vote for a candidate until you receive your union dues, as it were. So if the Republican candidate gives you the briefcase and the Democratic candidate does not, then the Democratic candidate is not getting endorsed. Whereas, if both of them show up, It's really more of a, you know, I mean, the unions, everyone knows that they lean sort of Democrat, but they're blue dogs. So a lot of them vote Republican, believe it or not. At least members of a union, they're not completely monolithic. In the union, they tend to vote for Democratic policies, which tend to benefit union bosses. But, and they do tend to lean Democratic, and I'm not a huge fan of unions, but, you know, I mean, the game with corrupt, and not all of them are corrupt, but the game with the corrupt unions at least works, or at least used to work like that, which is both sides deliver unto us your offering, basically, or we won't even consider mentioning you at union meetings and so on. So, I mean, that's the reality. And a lot of people involved in it are, you know, I mean, I can't, what my father used to say that politicians have, to be a politician, you just, you have to, it takes a certain kind of mindset and willpower. You have to be able to go 24/7 nonstop. And the key thing he always said that motivated him is a divide them rather is a de desire or rather an intense need to have everybody love them, really. I don't know what I don't know if it's true or not. And he always said it that every politician he ever met needed to have everybody love them. That was sort of what drove them. They needed to have everyone love them and approve of them and love what they were doing, you know. So I mean, there's a bit of a more of an optimistic view. People aren't coming at it all the time, at least from an insider's perspective, as you know, they want to rule the world or something. No, they just want everyone to approve of what they're doing. They want extreme validation from, you know, I mean, like, I mean, the presidency must be the most validating thing in the world. The president of the United States of America, strongest country on the face of the earth. I mean, you're elected there. You really have nowhere to go in terms of jobs. Okay, you hit the pinnacle. So, whoops, sorry, I am back. I actually put myself to sleep with the damn podcast. I got so boring. No, I was up at like 5 a.m. and I took a nap. By the way, skipping off politics, if any of you noticed that, I mean, some of you, sorry, packing a pack of cigarettes here. If any of you noticed that, my voice has gotten a little, I have a tiny bit of a lisp now. And this would only be for people who haven't seen me in years and years. And I don't really actually, it comes when I'm sleepy and that sort of thing. But there's a slight thing there because I'm mid procedure on implants, which I don't even, I mean, if you don't know how much they cost, I'm not going to tell you. Because you'll find out if you ever need them. I'll just tell you, keep your teeth healthy because you probably don't have the money. And, you know, if you do know how much they cost, well, the thing is, I have all the actual implants, you know, surgically implanted in my teeth. They're basically, you know, metal sort of, the, you know, the female end of a screw, basically, is. And basically, the implants screw. I mean, sorry, the when I say the implants, when I said the implants before, I meant the teeth. The implant teeth screw into these implants in your mouth. Okay, I mean the implants are actually the surgical things that are implanted under the gum that they, you know, they drill a hole in the tooth root, and they, you know, they put metal in there. Helps to preserve the jawline as well. You should know, you know, in case you're thinking about this, it will massively help with bone loss, is one thing. And I mean, if you don't at least get them in front, you're probably going to lose a lot. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of bone anyway, you know, and so on. And, you know, anyway, I'm stuck mid-implant, and I certainly don't want to be even getting the implants. You know, people look at me, and I mean, that's one of the few times I'm like, well, you know. 10 years on Cape Cod with my parents alone and bipolar. And the strange thing is, both my parents, neither of them ever urged me to brush. My father never brushed, had terrible teeth. When he went, he had probably about two or three actual teeth left in his head. The rest were just root canals and stumps. My mother did brush when she was, in her 40s and 50s. Never told me to brush, unfortunately. Then, stopped in her 50s and 60s. But she didn't really have any problems. I mean, I think, she had a few, but, I don't know. I mean, she brushed most of her life. I'm just, I'm saying they didn't raise me to brush. Not once did they tell me to brush. They would, I think, buy me a toothbrush actually, but it wasn't a thing. I don't know. I mean, I got wash your hands before dinner and things like that, normal sort of upbringing, but I never got brush your teeth. I'd skip it. They wouldn't say a damn thing. But that being said, I did brush them up until, and had fine teeth up until I think 2003, which is when I was diagnosed, because I was hospitalized. And that was just massively depressing is the problem. I mean, I had to turn down some opportunities on the West Coast and so on because my doctor told me avoid stress altogether, which I think in retrospect was a stupid mistake. At least my interpretation of it, because my interpretation of it, because I ended up on the disability trap. I'm not even on disability. I'm on SSI, which means that while I sort of have access to money, believe it or not, I mean I do with my parents passing and I mean the house did burn down. We didn't have insurance, but I did get some money for the land. It is, on Cape Cod and so on. And I hope to be perhaps inheriting in the future. I'm not going to go into that. That's morbid and I don't want to talk about it, but supposedly I'm set right now. I mean, in terms of financially, basically, I just have to work a few things out and I should be okay. But I sort of need to stay on the SSI. Partly my godmother still wants me on it, which is understandable. I mean, it does give me health care and benefits and so on. And it does ease some of the burden on her. There, I sneezed. I'm sorry, but you missed it because, I managed to mute it in time. I'm using basic stuff here, Audacity. And I'm not even reviewing it, so I apologize for the ums and ahs and so on, but it is a part of natural speech. Actually, one of the reasons I prefer sort of podcasts, you get less edited material, and more of a sense of the person's personality. I don't listen to many, I don't know, at least listen to Penn Jillette's Penn Sunday School. Every now and then, I think he still has that going. He's been podcasting for a long time, but it is a beautiful Saturday. It's now 1 p.m. or so, 21, and I'm just finishing this up. Basically, I got about 10 more minutes to fill. Didn't even really want to finish the damn thing, but I am suffering from so much anhedonia and apathy about things that I figured, well, just sort of force yourself to do it, which I am sort of here piece by piece. I mean, I know I said I hate editing, but I am doing some minor editing myself in terms of pausing the thing and starting again. I'm not editing it in terms of going back and looking to see what I actually said. I'm just trying not to repeat myself, because I do sometimes. But I do cap it at 40 minutes because, you do want to leave room if and when it runs on Spotify for anybody, for advertisements for peaceful people, because I mean, they make the world go round. I mean, it's even a little bit of money, you really should monetize. Yeah, if you have a website or something, and monetize it in a small way, at least, get it to pay for itself. Anyway, the whole whatever thing with my dental problems. MassHealth doesn't have a dental plan is the real problem. They used to. They started with one, and they don't have one. So that's the third factor. Is I had no dental plan. So anyway, I should have the implant, the teeth. I know what most people when they say implants, they think of the teeth themselves. Soon has just been a very long process. It's been stretching on since almost when my mother passed away, because which was 9 years ago, this August, this I'm sorry, this July, she passed away on my birthday. As I said, she may try to remember, but it has been stretching on, just due to, I mean, it's not really anybody's fault. It's not my fault. It's not for lack of money or anything like that. It's just because, I mean, COVID hit during the middle of this, I think. As I said, my mother passed away right when I started the thing. And it's being done with my godmother's help, who was friends with my mother, which, made things strange. But, my godmother is still helping me, trust me. And, I mean, enormously. I'd be lost without her. But she is, and I will say that for the record, but she is, so she's sort of in charge of taking care of that. It's just taken a long time because of COVID and everything. And then, the house went in 2023. And then my dad goes and so on. And, I have gotten since I moved, I have gotten a dental plan and a quote and so on. And I mean, the worst thing is they're charging me for a full amount of work again, which is ridiculous. But the only place that will do the work and knock money off of it for work already done, which is thousands of dollars in implants in my gums and my bone, is my old dentist. I won't name them because they'll be embarrassed by this, but my dentist, this is another problem, was arrested for embezzlement in like 2023 or 2024 or something like that. So when I tried to go back to him to get the implants finished, well, he's arrested for embezzlement. And I also won't mention his name because he seemed like a nice person. And I remember he had a photograph of his family there. So I'm remembering the man does still have family. And, I mean, he did commit I think, a federal crime and is in prison for 2 years at least. But I'm not going to talk about anything other than obviously he was found guilty of embezzlement by a judge and jury, and or at least a judge. And on the other hand, he seemed to be a thoroughly nice doctor. I mean, so a dentist, dentists are doctors, but a dental doctor, doctor of dental surgery. He, he's a prototypical, just sort of, just white-haired, in his 70s and so congenial, and in prison now. That makes one, two, three, I think four people I know have ended up in federal prison. One of them tried to start a Ponzi. I think he started three Ponzi schemes. I won't name him either because he has ties to the Bush administration. But I mean, it certainly isn't anything Bush was involved in. But this guy is nuts. I mean, I think he had a severe drug problem or something. That was my father's thoughts about him. But he ended up in federal prison. I think he got it before a Ponzi scheme. I think he got out. He started another Ponzi scheme, and this was after getting in trouble for something before this. The problem was at the time I worked for him, which was around the 2000s, I had turned down a very, 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 I mean, an offer I couldn't take basically in Los Angeles because of the bipolar and because I couldn't get a hold of a car. Those of you who know me well will know what I'm talking about. For the rest of you, I ain't saying anything because I keep quiet about that. But so anyway, this is I can't leak what the even what the guy did. But he did something fairly large and non-political. But I don't, again, I don't want to identify him because he served this guy at least has served his time and is out of prison. And I mean, Ponzi scheme people are bastards. That's what Madoff was doing, a Ponzi scheme, I think, pyramid scheme. Ponzi scheme is basically a pyramid scheme in a way. Ponzi scheme is a way of implementing a pyramid scheme. But it's just anyway. I mean, I can't remember where I was going with this. So it was, that's the, around that's when everything went to hell around 2003. That's when, I had to stop working and so on. And as I said, I had to turn down the offer on the West Coast. But I tried this offer with this guy. Supposedly, the thing is, within 5 months, he's promising me something like, $500,000, okay? And I mean, I know upfront that's just ridiculous. The guy's not gonna, I'm not gonna make $500,000 in 5 months with this guy. I can already tell he's kind of nuts. But I'm thinking to myself, the problem is his bona fides checked out. He was he checked out. I researched him on the internet at the time, and yes, we did have internet back then. Trust me, I could get to his record. There was some hint of scandal, but he had been cleared of it. And he was on the board of directors of a prominent college and so on. And he had just retired and was looking to do stuff in the private sector. And again, he checked out. And then he checked in the federal prison. So luckily I quit from him, but it was the stress of that job actually that brought about my first sort of vacation or episode, bipolar episode, where I had to be hospitalized basically. I mean, you might as well call it a nervous breakdown. That's basically what it is. A lot, I mean, they used to be referred to as nervous breakdowns. And then I emerged from that, and the problem is once you get a diagnosis, you start getting treated differently. And I also took the rest and stay away from stress thing a bit too seriously, as did my parents, and we fell into the disability trap, which I could go into for hours. Don't ever go on disability unless you absolutely have to, and for the love of God, don't go on SSI. SSI is a donut hole in the trap. It's just, I mean, can you imagine that? That's the worst thing. I'm in a donut hole, which, by the way, I never understood because to my generation, donut holes, or anyone knows Dunkin' Donuts, donut holes are actually not holes. They're the things in the middle. I mean, like a donut hole, it didn't make sense that that you get what I'm saying. The donut hole, we picture the donut hole as the middle of the hole, not the a hole shaped like a donut. Okay, at least that's what a lot of people do. But anyway, it's this. SSI definitely puts you there. You can't work or they take away your money and your benefits, basically. That's the problem. You can't have over 2,000 in countable resources. Basically, you can't have more than 2,000 in your bank account at any one time. That's it. Now, you can't, I mean, you can have plenty, but you can't have 2,000 in your bank account. That's all. Or rather, I think it's over 2,000 in your bank account, and countable resources. A number of other requirements for it and requirements for disability. But the donut hole thing has to do with when you were diagnosed and how long you worked and so on. And it is a donut hole, trust me. I mean, sort of wrapping things up here. We got a couple minutes left. As I said, leaving 40 minutes open for to put some commercials in if it ever runs on Spotify, which it might. I know you people, millions and billions of podcasts out there at this point, but and I'm just doing this to vent. I mean, I have no one to talk to really at this point. So, I mean, I have people to talk to. I don't know. I mean, there's stuff I'd rather just say out loud to nobody in particular. I mean, what I mean is I think what I mean is I don't have my father to talk to or my mother, whom I would normally talk to about these things. Okay, so anyway. What the hell? That about a minute and a half left. Have a good day. What do we got? The fourth coming up, and I don't know what it is. It's the. I mean, I was born 75, so I was age one during the bicentennial. This is the like semi half tricentennial or something like halfway to the tricentennial. I don't know. You can't really do much with. I mean, 50 feels like something, but it's. It's not. It's halfway to 100. You know what I All right. Well, I think I would say, bored you enough for the afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon here at least. So go out, do something, or stay inside. People are constantly advising me to go out and take walks and so on. And I finally took a day off and stayed inside. One day off. I mean, I don't have a 9 to 5, so some people would laugh at that. But I took a day off in terms of I didn't leave the apartment. I didn't go out running errands or anything, which I usually have to do. But I stayed inside, and on a nice day, and it's perfectly legitimate to do that. Just enjoy the weather while we have it, because winter is around the corner. You know it. Yes, at least in New England. I mean, I don't know where you are, but in New England, I don't know, you always spring hits and it feels so close to fall that you're like, eh, it'll be fall before you know it. And then summer always feels like impending fall. August certainly does, but I don't know. Have a good day, and if I don't broadcast before the 4th of July, happy 4th of July.